Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill is here. Darren, a really busy weekend, probably to say the least, but where do you start?
Yeah, sport does not stop for the bank holidays.
Really?
Really, it doesn't. It's really beginning to build up now. I say it every morning. Is it going to get busier? Yes, it is. We had an incredible day of sport yesterday, Keane. I think Tom McKibben, the Irish golfer from Hollywood and County Down, he really stole the show, winning his first title on the DP World Tour. On the European Tour, an incredible win for him in Hamburg, incredible. Winning by two shots. This isn't just any ordinary European Tour event. It's one of the big ones. Finished with the final round of 70 and the end of the event on 9 under par. He's just his 26th start on the tour and it's been quite the rise. Let's hear from the man himself. Tom has been speaking with our own Greg Allen.
Yeah, feeling pretty amazing. That shot in the pin was probably one of the best shots I ever hit, so... Yeah, feeling pretty good. I mean, it hasn't really sunk in yet. I'm sure tomorrow will be a bit different, but feeling pretty good right now.
The way that the day went, the final day went, like you had a chance of winning, tied for the lead going into the final round. How did you sleep last night for a start?
Slept pretty good. I mean, I've been pretty sick all week with like the cold and my throat, and I'm sure you can hear my voice. So I've been sort of more worrying about trying to get that fixed than the golf. So I think that's probably helped a wee bit. But yeah, slept pretty good.
You have been a professional. Last year, you qualified in the top 10 of the Challenge Tour, which in itself was a huge achievement. But you left the amateur ranks at 18. That was a brave decision. You qualify from the Challenge Tour, first season in the Challenge Tour, and then you win in your debut season on the DP World Tour. How are you processing this? Or is this what you planned?
I guess it's sort of what I planned, but for all that happened so quickly and to win out here already in my rookie season, it's pretty special. I mean, I was just sort of going week by week and seeing what happened, but this week has sort of definitely turned that around.
Yeah, incredible stuff from Tom. You can actually hear that cold in his voice there, couldn't you? Which is all the more remarkable given what he's done over the last week or so. Tom, the same club as Rory McIlroy, Hollywood and County Down, but unfortunately, no Hollywood double. Rory came up short, well short at the Memorial Tournament on the PGA Tour. He led outright at one stage yesterday, but ended up on a tie for seventh, closing with a 75, four shots behind the winner, Victor Hovland, just totally came undone. I think he had three bogeys on four holes in the opening nine and three more bogeys in the back. I just never got going for him. Davy Nelson and his management team have left the Meath ladies football team. And this news, I think, takes us all by surprise, certainly everyone outside the county. It comes just 2 weeks from the start of the All-Ireland series. Meath, of course, the reigning All-Ireland champions, but their form this year in the league and Leinster Championship has been disappointing. They are without a number of key players this year because of injury, retirement, travel commitments, and a couple of players as well gone to other codes. In the men's game yesterday, very busy afternoon in the All-Ireland group stages. Mayo beat Louth by a point. Monaghan overcame Clare. Roscommon too strong for Sligo, while Derry got back to winning ways against Donegal with a 5-point win. I was at this match myself in Ballybuffet. Derry, they look really flat last week on the draw at Monaghan, but yesterday, just look back to their best. Three second half goals helped them to the win. 3-14 to 1-15 winners. Midfielder Conor Glass believes the hard fought nature of the win was a blessing in disguise. He's been speaking with Mike McCartney.
Yeah, Ballybuffet's never an easy place to come. I guess they have a super keeper in Sean Patton who caused us a bit of trouble in the first half. We were lucky to probably not concede a few goals, but obviously we're upset to concede that last goal when we probably should have seen the game out. But look, a good performance, but not great from us.
Very warm conditions here too, but that's where Australia stood to you.
Yeah, absolutely, and they've got a nice wee bit of a tan today, so no, it's always good to be playing summer football, especially with big crowds. Yes, it's difficult, obviously, throughout the pre-season, and I guess the league campaign is a bit wetter, so it's new conditions for everybody, but Donegal were in the same boat, and there's, I guess, no advantages to both teams.
Looking around the dressing room, did you think there was three goals in Derry when you were leaving to come out in the field?
Absolutely. To be honest, we always set for goal chances. We should have had probably a couple more, but we left them out in the pitch, and it's always something good to work on going into next week. So if we had scored about six or seven goals, we probably may not have had such a focus for next week, but at least we have a focus for next week, obviously.
Yeah, good man, Conor. I think the tongue was firmly in the cheek there when he was talking about the tad. The draw for the Tailteann Cup preliminary quarterfinal has been made. Carlow will play New York. It's Offaly against Wexford. Down will meet Longford, and Fermanagh have been paired with Laois. Now, Cork beat Offaly to secure the O'Neills.com under 20 All-Ireland hurling title. Cork won it well in the end, but it was a magnificent occasion. Played in front of a crowd of over 29,000 supporters. Like, most of them, have to say, were definitely from Offaly. Easily one of the most attended sports events this weekend. The game itself, not without controversy. The Offaly manager, Leo Connor, not that happy with the officials. Large number of the Offaly team, much younger than their Cork counterparts. And O'Connor felt his side weren't being protected by the match officials.
It leaves a sour taste in the mouth. Like, that was cynical hurling there today out of Cork, right? It's not what Cork are born and bred on. And I have as much respect for anyone in Cork, but it was very, very cynical. And like, referees wear a thing in their sleeve called give respect, get respect, you know. And when we look back in that, and when he looks back in that, it's going to be, with all due respects, there's going to be some embarrassing, you know. I know there's a black card in hurling, and how it wasn't produced today, I'll never know.
Well, black card is in the senior grade only, but I think the moment you're talking about is the first one of the first fouls in the game from Shane Kingston, I believe.
Absolutely. Look, I'm not giving out about Cork, right? But it was just cynical hurling, right? There was a guy who slid in down here with about 10 minutes to go when he got inside, and he was pulled down, right? So, you know, look, fair play to Cork. Cork were a better team, physically better than us today, and they wore us down. I have no issues being beaten, right? But I do have issues with certain things. You know, as I said, give respect, get respect.
Can we concentrate on the positive things from your own team's point of view? Because this has been a massive project over the past 20, 22 months. And where this county have come from, you know, from a low base, with respect, to where they have been now, getting beaten with a last-minute goal in the last year's All-Ireland Minor Final, to being so close to getting there today. It's been a massive, massive change.
Look, it's something that we're working on. We're working really, really hard. And look, we'll go again. We'll get our heads up again. There's 7 of them, or 8 or 9 of them, I think, by the time we finished up, that are underage in 2 years' time. So, look, heads up, and we'll go again. And that's all we can do. There's an All-Ireland to be won every year. Fair juice to Cork. Better team on the day. No qualms. But look, going forward, we have a lot of work to do still.
Not giving out about Cork. Cynical hurling. Very strong words there, Darren. But certainly changes for the Fedful County, right?
No, I think so, Keen. And Lee, you can see his frustration, hear it in his voice there. And you can, you know, he probably has a point, but cynical play now is part and parcel, whether we like it or not, of modern day sport. And I think probably Cork were, the word I would use would be a little more streetwise yesterday. But I hope it doesn't take from this galloping train, which is awfully underage hurling at the minute. Got to the All-Ireland Minor Final last year. Very unlucky in that final. And, you know.
Better. So if Cork were streetwise, what was awfully?
Well, they're just very young. A lot of these guys coming out of the minor grades. So another year, and I think, you know, they'll be a bit more hardened, and we'll see what happens with them next year. Well done to them reaching the final. A great occasion. Young Irish footballer James Abankowa met his first Serie A start last night for Udinese against Juventus. He's only 19, but he played for an hour on the right of a back three there. And I have to say, there's a brilliant photograph of him on the RT Sport website this morning. He's actually challenging the Italian international Federico Chiesa. And I'd say he's waking up this morning and he's pinching himself because he's come a long way from Richmond Park to Serie A. Well done to him. In the tennis, Elena Svitolina continued her incredible run at the French Open. She's into the quarterfinals, beat Daria Kazakhtina. She's only returned to playing in April after taking a year out to have a baby. Novak Djokovic has reached the men's quarterfinal. And finally, Max Verstappen, Keane, won the Spanish Grand Prix. This is his 5th win in 7 races, turning into a bit of a procession for him.
Well, certainly a busy bank holiday weekend. Darren Frell, thank you. It's just coming up to 9:15.